Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're here in the old clerk's office. I've got the mayor here with me this morning, and the director of the Senior Citizens Center, and we're going to be talking about the event going on down at the fair. I don't know which one's going to go first. The person representing the elderly is going to go first. We won't say, I don't know if she's the oldest or not.
I think
maybe the mayor may be a little older than her.
Well, she's better looking than I am, that's for sure.
Well, I can't remember the last beauty contest you or I either won once.
years ago.
But we'd like to welcome everyone in here this morning and hope you'll sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour with us as we come to you live and live in color here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remind you that we're here, of course, we are live now. We'll have a rebroadcast this evening about 6, and these shows are streamed on the Delahalla Horizon website. So there's all kinds of opportunities to listen to these tremendous shows that we put on here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And let's see, I think that's enough of an intro right now. We'll just take a little short break. I've got a couple of notes here, some activities going on here in the county, and we want to remind everyone about our birthday and anniversary cake that we'll be giving away at the end of the show. We've got a few names for that this morning, so we'll be doing all of that and a couple of public service announcements. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. As I said earlier, we've got a couple of public service announcements to make. Let's see. We have got coming up, I guess the first one would be just a reminder that Steve Bell with the veterans folks will be assisting veterans on June the 1st. That's Tuesday, June the 1st at the Church of Christ building out back, the Bob building out back, from 8 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the afternoon. So any veterans or veterans families that are having any type of problems need to get over there and check with Steve, and he'll take care of that for you. And that message is thanks to Richard Accursa, who wrote it by. And And I think those folks may be getting busy out here in a few minutes putting out the memorial crosses, our normal Memorial Weekend tribute here to our veterans that are interred here in Clay County. And I think they'll be taking care of that here in a few minutes. And let's see, we've got our marble tournament coming up Saturday. I guess it is the official sesquicentennial marble tournament since we didn't get to hold it last year. And I know there is I think first place maybe pays $150 each for the winners and maybe a little bit less than that for the second place runners up and things. But that's coming off this Saturday, I think beginning around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. You come, bring your own partner, come in and sign in and get ready to play marbles all day. And let's see, we've got a fire coming up.
Yeah.
I believe that the official fire will start about, next Tuesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the young lady here to talk a little bit about one of the activities at the fire. And we may let her talk about some of the other stuff if she knows anything about it.
I know nothing about nothing but the senior day.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Excuse me. We are going to have our senior day at the fair on Tuesday, June the 1st. A few things will be just a little bit different. No major changes. I guess the most important thing will be we will be taking temperatures at the door before you come in. But most of all, we just ask if you are sick or if you have been running a fever more than 100.4, please don't come.
Stay at the house.
Please stay at the house. Don't risk it to for any disease, not just the COVID, but for any contagious virus. We would, request that you would just stay home. And we hate to do that, but we've got to keep our elderly as healthy as we can. So, it's the temperatures will be, you just have to walk in front of it and just put your forehead in front of it or your wrist, and it will read your temperature.
What about the mask?
Masks are not, you can wear a mask if you want to, but you do not have to. And I will have some masks available that day if someone, wanted to wear one but maybe forgot to bring it. So I will have some masks there available for anyone that wants to wear one.
Okay.
So that
I forgot to tell her about this. This is Sandra Winter with us this morning. I forgot to tell her one who I got with.
That's okay. But that's our most important thing is, just to be healthy and as always, as the CDC recommends, if you have been around someone with COVID for the past 14 days, just please don't come because you're still in that time frame that you could get sick. And other than that, we will start, the senior day will start at 10 a.m. with our bingo. After bingo, we will have lunch, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and drinks. And this year, for the first time, we've never done this before, but we are going to have, for anyone that is just vegetarian, vegan, we are going to have some hamburgers that are just for you. So if you just make sure, that someone requests is they don't want a beef burger, they'd rather have the vegan burger. We do have a silent auction, and all the money that is from the silent auction goes directly to the senior center, and then we are able to either buy some things we need or plan some activity or something that everyone would enjoy doing. So those things, you can come by and just bid on them, and then at 12 o'clock we take up the bid sheets, and then we just announce to who got what item.
All righty. Now let's see. What else? You got anything else going on with the seniors that day?
No. With us, it's just the senior day, and I'm not for sure. Of course, they'll be able to look at the exhibits and stuff. I know they're setting those up, I think, today and maybe tomorrow.
So they can get a little preview of the fire while they're down there.
Yes. And one thing I would like to do is thank our sponsors, because none of this would be, available without some of the sponsors that we have, in which our biggest one is Turkey Creek Cattle Company. I would like to thank James Hamilton for, helping us get that support. I have Eye Centers of Tennessee, Buckeye Home Medical and all the quality families, companies, and the Salina Health and Rehab.
Okay, but I'm not going to let you off hardly that easy. We need, I guess, just a little update on the senior citizen centers, you know, since we have kind of got some things reopened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, have we made any progress on our class down there that's going to take place maybe sometime here before long?
The computer class?
Uh-huh.
Well, as of right now, we are having problems finding the laptops that we want. It seems like they're just not available. The ones that we need, of course, we want a 17-inch screen. I am going to start trying to look again. Sam's will have them, and about the time you get them in your cart to check out, they're gone. So it's just, and you can only buy two at a time, and we are planning on getting at least four, and maybe have maybe an iPad or two for people that want to, like, FaceTime with family members that they haven't seen for a while. But we're hoping to get that started, and maybe sometime in June we will get those purchased.
Okay, now, how about since you got reopened down there, how about your occupancy? You got most of your folks coming back?
Yes, we, especially within the last month, since we opened on March the 1st, we did have a huge turnout. I have probably signed up at least 10 to 12 new people for our center, which is awesome. You know, we're always excited to have new people join us.
These are new old people.
New old people. New at heart people.
There we go.
But we are, actually, we started this week with our congregate meals being able to eat on site. So that's something new that we've just started, actually just started this past Monday.
How about your meals right now? How are you handling that?
Well, Ollie is, Ollie's restaurant is providing our meals. He has a contract, and he fixes them at the restaurant, brings them into go containers, and then we serve them to our participants that sign up for a meal.
Okay, now you have to sign up?
Yes, I have to have a what we call a participation form. So you would have to come into the center, let me fill out just a little bit of paperwork on you, just so you are in the system and you could be counted, because we, of course, the state has to have everything that they need before
yeah.
we can serve a meal. And then you just call me the day before, or you can call a week in advance. You can either leave it on my answer machine that you want a meal, or you can, like I said, sign up a week at a time or however you want. I just need to know if you want to eat that day by 8:30, because I have to call the meals in to Ollie's for them to be able to get them prepared.
Oh, we're going to have varied menus all week.
Yes, we have each month is a different menu. Sometimes it's, it goes on a three-month rolling menu, and it'll change every 3 months. Not nothing major, but a few minor changes.
Okay, and is there a cost for the participants?
No, there is no cost. You can do a donation if you want to. That is, you know, available if you want to do a donation. And most of my participants that do, it's like a dollar, you know. And but that's not necessary.
Well, you know, that's something that I don't know, Sandra. That it seems like the generation. But my generation, I guess, you know, if we get something someone says it's free, we still feel like we need to contribute a little bit, no matter...
I have a lot of people like that. That's true.
That,
a lot of people feel like they need to do something, and that's fine, but we just don't want people to think that they have to.
They have to, because we do realize that there are some folks that are in financial situations where, like we talk about the meals at schools, someday this may be the only real... good, nutritious meal they have the entire day. So this is a great service for the folks.
It is we are so fortunate that we were able to get Ollie to be our provider for our meals, and, of course, everyone loves his food.
Okay, now what about your exercise thing? Is everything getting pretty much back to normal?
Everything is pretty much back to normal, especially since we got to start eating meals on site. Each month I'll add a little something, you know, to just get us back to where we were before COVID. Right now we do, of course, they're playing their card games, they're doing their puzzles, they sit around and talk. We have our garden outside. It's up and going, and, you know, I've got several that's taking care of it. We have exercise. We're in a class right now with the UT Extension Office. It's called Stay Healthy, Stay Strong, and it's an evidence-based program, which means it's proven to work. But we're right at the end of that. It's like an 8-week course, so we're right at the end of that. And then they will start back, well, they have already been doing this, just the exercise with some YouTube videos.
Okay, what about our painting classes? We're able to get them back?
Doing our painting classes every Thursday at 12:30.
So did we, things are getting back pretty good to normal down there.
Yes, they really enjoy. Miss Betsy Fox comes and does the painting for us. And again, there's no charge to that for participants. They really enjoy that. You've got one core little group that come every Thursday. They're always there.
And we haven't had any bloodshed over any pitch games or anything yet, I don't reckon. So.
Nobody. Just you won't have no bloodshed at the center. You'll just have a lot of laughter and tears.
And sometimes if you make a bad play in a pitch game, you will get severely chastised.
Most of the time, not. Not with our bunch. I am so fortunate that everyone gets along so good. And I think everyone is just so happy to be back together that they don't care if somebody does make a bad play.
But there is good friendly competition
around. Good friendly competition, yeah.
And
that's for sure.
Is it usually ladies against the men, or
no, not necessarily. You'll have a husband wife team, or just two ladies, or two men, or just friends. It doesn't matter.
Wouldn't have you ever noticed any of these older, wiser folk maybe trying to maybe kind of semi illegal play or something?
No, they would be called out on that. I have noticed with some of the new participants that we have, they've never played pitch before, and so the older, you know, group that's always been there, they're learning the newbies how to play pitch.
So that's great, because, you know, that's kind of a traditional thing in this area,
yes,
too, is the pitch game.
Pitch and rook. We do play rook,
and
too.
Rook. And you play rook the old-fashioned way, or is it?
There's so many different ways of playing rook. I think they just play it the old-fashioned way.
All right. Well, now, you got anything else you want to talk about here for a minute before we take a little break?
I cannot think of anything else. We just hope everyone comes out. The age for the senior day at the fair or to participate in the senior center is 60 years and above. So if you feel like you want to get out Tuesday, come and see us, please. We do have about 17 vendors that will be set up with various different services, and they'll be giving away little goodies.
All righty. With that, I think we'll take a little short break. And do you have to go back to work?
I need to go back to work.
Okay. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Right, let's take a little short break.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We've run Sandra off, put her back to work. Mayor Reagan and I are here. And, of course, another, I guess, a couple of little announcements. One is that we have kind of set the date for our car show this fall. And it's going to be quite a bit different this year from what it has been in the past. We'll be holding it the same traditional weekend. That is the last Friday in September. This year we happen to be, I believe, about the 25th. And it started out as a cruise in here around the square, and we've kind of changed that just a little bit since the city has taken over Donaldson Park. We're going to have a full-fledged car show up at the park with trophies, awards. Going to have some, maybe a couple of food vendors there. Might even have some live music sometime during the day. We're going to begin about 9 o'clock in the morning. Going to have an entry fee of $15, and we hope a whole bunch of folks show up, because any proceeds that we make from the car show, we're going to apply back here to the courthouse for our window restoration program that we've gotten started. And we've got an account set up down at the mayor's office, and if you would like to contribute all the way up to adopting an entire window here in the courthouse for a family, a business, or whatever, that's a $25 fee, and for that you will forever be memorialized on that window here in the courthouse. Or if you want to just make a donation, there will be a plaque of some kind recognizing all the folks that helped make this possible. You know, I know right now we've got six windows up being restored, and we've got to do a whole bunch more. So, you know, if you want to help out, that we'll have some more information on that. But like I said, any proceeds that we make from the car show, we're going to apply to that. So we're trying to get some things done for the courthouse, because another thing that we have that just began here, and I know Mayor Reagan and I both been excited about this, and that is the Cumberland National Byway, which begins here in Salina at the courthouse and goes all the way up to the Cumberland Run Gap up in the edge of Kentucky, Virginia, that area up there. This is the trail that the original settlers used to get from over at the gap down to the Cumberland River. And from there, they went everywhere once they got on the Cumberland River. But that's coming along, and I know there's lots of ideas, lots of plans, and I know hopefully there's going to be some transportation funds available for marking it, marketing it. And I know right now if you go and do a search on your internet, it'll take you to our website we've had up for a few years talking about this. And with that, Mayor Reagan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come back and be with you, Thomas. And on that note that you was talking about on the Cumberland, I guess you call it from point A to point B, and I know that the Department of Transportation and them have been looking at some funding mechanisms and stuff, and I know that you've been very instrumental as well as trying to get some of that heading in our direction, and hopefully that's going to come to fruition, because they want to have a welcoming center, and we're better to have one at the beginning or at the end, however you want to look at it.
Both ends.
Yeah, and that way this would be one of those destinations and everything. So our plans is, and our hopes and dreams, I guess what you might say, is that we'd be able to use, as Thomas always refers to it, the grand old lady here to be a part of that welcoming center. So hopefully we can get some funding to help do that in the near future, I hope, and everything.
You know, it was originally named a historical byway, and I think when the feds, they said, you know, that we do scenic byways, but we're going to kind of change the lettering on this, and we will call it a national byway.
Yeah.
And this is a limited number of these highways all across the United States, and that puts us on the same category with the Natchez Trace here in Tennessee. And I know yesterday, the Great River Road, actually, it runs up the Mississippi River from New Orleans all the way up to Minnesota, that they have all of the sites and things. And I know that information on this, when you go online, it tells about all the historical sites here in Clay County and each one of the towns along the way. You know, like this goes through, it goes up through Sergeant York Country. You know, there's a state park up there now honoring him, and it goes through the old town of Rugby, you know, that got the English nobleman that came over here and tried an experiment. But there are historic buildings and places and parks and trails and canyons, just about anything you can think of along this trail.
And that's you know, our history, and that's just there's so much history out there, and we don't want it to just fall by the wayside. We want to try our best to try to keep our younger groups of folks that are coming along behind us, that we certainly want them to be, you know, knowledgeable of what our ancestors and where they came from and how they got to the point and all that. And that's got a lot to do with this trail that we're working on. So be very interested, and Lord be our helper. I hope that, you know, that we will be getting some federal funding down to help us get some of this stuff going and everything.
You wonder now how many folks, you know, even here in Clay County realize the historical significance of this building, that this building is the courthouse of a Nobel Peace Prize winner who was Secretary of State and who was the man who was the brains behind NATO. And, you know, that's one thing that's here. And also, he at one time was considering a run for the presidency of the United States, and he was going to make that announcement on the courthouse yard here in Salina. But it just so happened, about the time he got ready to announce, President Roosevelt announced for his third term. But, of course, like I said, the rest of it is history from there. But he did win the Nobel Peace Prize, and this is a very, very historically significant building in the United States.
It is, and interesting, going through the restoration of the windows and stuff, and I know Thomas has been, you know, working on that, and we're having to tear out some of the older seals and stuff around it. And he was up here one day this week, and I come up by, and we were looking at the amazement of how thick the walls is on this. And if you have the opportunity, stop by and look at them. They're like three brick thick, and the thing about it is four brick thick. And the thing about it is those bricks were formed and fired right here on the grounds around the courthouse. And that's just amazing. That amazes me.
And when I pulled out one of the old window seals, ledges down there, I pulled it out and I was cleaning the stuff out, and I raked out a homemade, it has to be at least 150 years old, plumb bob.
Yeah.
That still had the twine wrapped around it with a cut nail tied to it, which is one of the carpenter's tools that had been under that window ledge for at least 150 years.
That's some good twine, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good cotton.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and we found out that, you know, when we looked at the windows to begin with, we thought there would be a tremendous amount of restoration work on the window framing and stuff. But the original wood that was put in there, most of it was either 5-inch thick or 4-inch thick yellow poplar that would probably be just as strong as it was the day that it was put in this courthouse, had it not been for the fact that during modernization of this building, we haphazardly, I don't know, you know, not really thinking ahead, put air conditioners in the windows, and they leak some water down on the window ledges here on the bottom of the courthouse. And of course, water in that yellow poplar pretty much deteriorated even a 5-inch thick piece of yellow poplar. So
yeah,
we'll be replacing those, but we think most of the rest of the woodwork here in and around the windows, we're going to be able to clean up paint, and it's going to look good as it did maybe nearly 150 years
ago. Yeah, there you go. But if you're over this way and you want to take a gander at that, you know, to see those bricks, that's amazing to me, how thick the walls on this building is. I mean, it was certainly built to sustain a lot of weather, that's for sure, and a lot of wind and stuff. So, but again, Thomas, thank you for the opportunity this morning. And I want to just take this opportunity to thank Sandra for coming up. I grabbed her before I left the office, and I said, you have a few minutes. You want to go up and talk about the senior day at the fair, because I know they're excited. We're all excited that we're going to be able to have our county fair again this year. I know that there's been a lot of folks that's been over at the recreational park and everything, been working hard for the last 2 or 3 weeks and everything to try to get everything up and shape to get ready for the upcoming fair. And we're certainly going to take every precaution that we possibly can, trying to continue to go by the CDC rules as far as we have hand sanitizers stationed around just about everywhere that you could think of over there. And as Sandra said, you know, that if you feel like you need to wear a mask, please wear a mask. And we just want everybody to be safe and to enjoy the county fair. I know that we didn't get to do it last year, but thankful to the good Lord and everything that everything is working out to where that I feel like we're going to have a good turnout and have a wonderful fair this time.
Yeah, this has been 2 years in the making.
It has, absolutely. And it's I know the Senior Citizen Center. It absolutely those folks down there are tickled to death to get to be back, because it's just like they'd come down and meet us on the outside or whatever, and they want to know, said, "Mayor, when are you going to let us come back?" And we wanted to so bad, but we know the importance of making sure that they were going to be safe. And we are constantly the building down there, we sanitize it. We've got a sprayer that we spray once or twice a week, depending on what the number amount of people that's in there. So we want to make sure that the big room, the big multi-purpose room where the seniors stay at and everything, we at least sanitize that and spray it, disinfect it at least once, maybe twice a week. And so it's a backpack sprayer that we got, and it's electrostatic with the disinfectant stuff that we use, and it's of course it's not harmful to anyone other than it will for about 10 minutes. You don't need to be walking around in there because it'll irritate your throat and everything, but then it settles down on everything, and then it pretty much disinfects everything in there. Now that don't mean that somebody can come in and have the virus or something on their hands and touch something. When that does, it won't kill it. You just got to go ahead and redo it again. That's why we're trying our best to at least sanitize it once, maybe twice a week and everything for everybody down there. So trying to make it as safe as we possibly can for everybody.
Okay. I think right now it's time to read the birthdays off. And let's see. When we come back, we had one of our events this past Saturday.
Yeah, the beauty pageant.
You'd like to tell everyone that Miss Layla Boyce now is
absolutely
the first of the fair.
Yes.
And we'll try to get a list by this time next week of all of the young ladies that participated in that, all the way from the babies on up, and I offer our congratulations to them here online. But like I said, Miss Layla Boyce is now Miss First of the Fair, and we know that she'll represent Clay County very well.
Absolutely, yes.
When she goes down there. But celebrating birthdays or anniversaries this week, we have got, and I think this is Randy and Jamie Strode, I believe that's celebrating the anniversary on the 25th. Eva Gully celebrated her 10th birthday on the 23rd. And then also celebrating a birthday is Ava Carr. And then Randall and Debbie Walker celebrating the anniversary this past week.
Congratulations.
And Miss Sandra's daughter, Haley Barnes.
Haley, yeah.
A birthday.
Yeah.
And also Brenda Watson. So, and I think Wanda Donaldson's got a birthday coming up sometime, or has had one this in the last few days. But with that, we will take a little short break. We'll come back here after a while and give away one of those delicious ice cream cakes. But right now, we'll take a little short break, get in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back. And we'll update on some things that are going on here down at the county office. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care.
Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan is still here with me, and we have kind of rambled around a little bit, but we hope we've thrown out a little bit of information to help everyone. And he wanted to remind me, too, we're not going to put this in the cake drawing, but Mr. Charlie Key celebrated the birthday this past week on the 25th. Wonder how old he is.
He has to be older than dirt. I'm telling you.
To be determined.
Come on. He's a good one. We wish him a happy birthday.
Okay, what we got now?
Going back to some of Sandra was going over some of her programs and stuff that she was having with the seniors, and this is kind of another thing I'd like to throw out there. The USDA Rural Development has come up with, but I mean it's the program that they have always had, but they've got some more funding out there that's made available to those that may be having some home repair that they're needing at their home. It's single family housing repair loan and grants program. And, it's a twofold. You can get up to, $27,000 in, assistance. $7,000, I think it's, $7,500 of that would be in a grant form that wouldn't have to be paid back. And you can, get $20,000 in a low interest loan. And when I say low interest loan, I'm talking about 1%, and so that is out there available for those that are 62 and older. And if you have, if anyone out there has is interested in it, there's a Cookeville office that you can call, our Cookeville office that represents our area here. That would I'll give you a number, or you can call my office anytime down there, the 243-2161.
Is Mr. Hampton still working there, or?
Yes, Chris, and he's a hometown boy from the area here and everything, so he does an outstanding job for not only us, but everyone, and we appreciate his service as well. So the Cookeville office in Cookeville, the number is 931-528-6539, and that's 931-528-6539. And just ask when that you're interested in the single family housing repair and loan, or just say, hey, I heard something on the radio the mayor was talking about that there may be some funding out there available in a grant slash loan form that might be interested if you've got some home repairs that you're needing done, and it's a home program that they've got.
Is that the program that might even actually build a home? Or
no, this one's not that. No, this is just a strictly for repair.
Okay.
And I know the $7,500 grant that you don't have to do the $20,000 if you apply. If you qualify for the $7,500 grant, but the $7,500 grant is basically being used for updating any kind of health, problems that the house may have, whether it be an electrical or something like that, that's really needs to be taken care of. And the loan itself can be for, if I understand it right, floor replacement, roof replacement, repair and stuff like that and everything, but you can get up to around with the grant and the loan combination, you can get up to 27.5, and I know that can go a long way sometimes on a replacing a HVAC unit or something like that and everything. So
the they do a tremendous amount of things over there with, you know, with grants for home repairs, and like I said, even some instances building some low-income housing and things like that. But the thing about it is, they don't advertise, and I think, you know, they'll put out a public notice in the paper saying all these things, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to get the information, and I'm sure that, you know, if you call over there and you have some type of housing problem, low income, that if you go over and sit down with them, I'm sure they may have, golly, a half a dozen.
Oh, they have.
That you would be eligible for.
There's a lot of programs out there, and it amazes me how many programs they got that, you know, now you may not qualify for some of them, but, and then you may decide, hey, that's not for me, but I know Squeaky has helped, you know, different ones, getting them directed to the right people and get the right. That's the first thing, is trying to get you talking to the right person.
Right.
You know, and that's, I feel like that's my job, trying to help, you know, direct people in the direction that they need to. Hopefully we can. I mean, I don't understand all these programs and stuff.
I don't think anyone really does.
But I know that there's some out there, and if it's something out there and it's available, I'd like for the citizens here to become, you know, a part of it, and whatever we can do to help make that happen and everything, we certainly want to do that. So, but you can contact the office or my office or Sandra's office at the Senior Citizens, and we'll get you in touch with someone that hopefully will be able to help out. Now, on the where you were talking about a moment ago about some house replacements and stuff, that's a different program. It's a THDA, Tennessee Housing Authority, that we applied for a loan back probably about 3 years ago. These really take a long time. And in the process of, we had about 30 participants that put in applications. Sadly, I wish that we could serve each and every one of them, but we just have we had $500,000, $500,000 is what we had that we got awarded. And so they take them all, they evaluate them, and they score them on a point system, and it's however you score on that is the ones that they look at. I don't have anything to do with that, or any of us here as far as in the county, as far as any of the, my office staff or anybody like that. We turn all that. We get you to come in and you do the application, and that goes to the state, and they're the ones that comes out and does the inspection and all that. We just try to make the dots connect there.
Okay, all right. What else we got here this
morning? Okay, we got, I want to inform everybody about some meeting dates that we've changed on our upcoming because of the Memorial Day. And before we leave this morning, I certainly want to recognize all those that have paid the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for us all, that Thomas, that we're able to sit here this morning and
right.
Do exactly what we're doing, and for their families. And I think that that's one of the things that we may fail to overlook is the sacrifice that the families have made and during the loss of a loved one, and so we want to do that. But we normally, the county commission, the county planning commission, usually meets the last Monday night of every month, which that falls on the 30th, and of course, that being a national holiday this year, we've moved that to the 7th of June, which will be the first Monday night, and we're starting budget sessions, and the commissioners will come together, they'll meet on June the 7th at 6:30 for the planning, and immediately following the adjournment of the planning meeting, we'll go into the first round of budget hearings, and get started on that, and then we'll come back on the 27th of June, and the county commission will come back, and they will vote. That's when they'll vote on their agendas. And immediately following that meeting, we'll go back into another budget session. So normally we have about two, hopefully that we can get over everything in two sessions, but if not, we'll come back again because we're ending the fiscal year, and we want to try our very best to get a budget in place. We have to get, by law, we have to get a budget approved and in place and ready to send to the comptroller's office by August the 31st. And we've been able to do that the last couple of two or three years that we have. When I first come into office, Thomas, They were budget times that would go into October, and I know some counties even went on into November and just kept, you know, moving it out.
Continuing budget.
Continuing to operate on continuing budget.
That's the thing of the past, isn't it?
It is, because the comptroller said, well, you know, we need to do some changing here and have a deadline here before that y'all need to come up with that, your budgets, get it into the comptroller's office. Now, they did make some exceptions. In extraordinary situations, you can get an extension on that if something happens and you don't get your budget passed and approved by the county commission, by August the 31st. But, hopefully that, we won't ever have to run into that. But, normally that's our meeting changes, and I want to make sure everybody understands that. The planning normally is the county commission meets on the first Monday night of every month to take care of business and to vote on their agendas, but we're going to have the planning then, and we're going to move it out to the 27th for them to come back and to vote on the agendas and stuff. So we want everybody to understand that and feel, and we certainly welcome everyone to come to the meetings. I mean, we meet on a regular basis, on a normal schedule. The county commission planning meets the last Monday night of every month, and then the county commission comes together to convene on the business of the county the first Monday night of every month.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll come back and finish up here in a few minutes.
All right.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to really thank everyone for joining us this morning. And it's been great having Ms. Sandra I start to say Stewart again.
Yeah.
Ms. Sandra Wickham.
Well, she
and Mayor Reagan, one thing that we talked about for a few minutes while we were off air, and that is, you know, with this year being an extraordinary year, with money flowing into our state and throughout the nation and all the way down to our county, and if that had any effect on the budgeting process here in Clay County.
What it done was the CARES Act money that we had back in 2020 that was handed down to the state from the federal government to the local governments, and we had $115,000 was through that particular I'm just going to call them pots, and for Clay County, and we were able to get the the sanitizer that I was talking about a moment ago, the backpack sprayer, we was able to get that. You had to spend it on things that pertain to help try to mitigate the spread of the virus. And a lot of plexiglass petitions, and I know y'all have been down at the offices and
right.
See a lot of those up. And a lot of them are taking those down in other places, and we've all chose not to take them down. Right? We just, I mean, our maintenance crew, Tracy and them, and they done a good job of fixing those up, and they look neat, I think. And so most of all the office holders down there said, nah, we like that. We're going to keep them up. And so I think that's a good thing, and not necessarily just for this virus, but any viruses, the flu or colds or anything
we
like that.
We know how the common cold and flu is spread.
Absolutely.
And we catch it on that glass.
Yeah, yeah. And so we just got to use it. It had to be used for things like that, such as that. I don't know if anyone has noticed that the sheriff department's got two new vans now that he transports the inmates backwards and forwards to court hearings, and he deemed be necessary to try to keep that separation of those inmates a little bit better than to put them, you know, two or three in the back seat of a patrol car and everything. So they allowed us to do that, and that was a big plus. And of course those two vans totaled up a little over $90,000+. So, but that's something that will continue to help him on down the road. And there was just some different things. We did some masks for the school system and got their little mascot logos and stuff put on them, and did some stuff like that and everything. So this other round is called the American Rescue Plan, and that is a huge amount of money that's coming down from the federal government and into the state, and then of course then down into the counties and stuff. But we're still looking at some guidance on that. I know the school system has got a pot of money from that as well, and but on the county side we're looking at, you know, some different guidances of how that we need to this money can be used for infrastructure. And I'm not really clear yet. I know that we got to be careful because, you know, we don't want to spend it for something and it comes back and they said that wasn't a viable, you know, project to spend it on, and we wind up having to turn around and pay it back, and we don't want to do that. So the comptroller's office has given us some guidance along with CTAS, and I know that I was talking to Ben Rogers, is our CTAS rep, and he does a good job helping us try to sort these things out. And even the development district, I was talking to Mr. Farley the other day, and I think they're going to be helping us as well, you know, to administer some of this stuff. So we want to make sure that we use it, but use it wisely. You cannot use it for, well, I guess you can't, but you probably could, but it wouldn't be wise to use it for something that's going to create a recurring cost.
That's the thing I would, because that's one of the things that comes with a lot of those programs, a lot of places. You know, I can remember one, we got a tremendous amount of money in the school system once, and a lot of systems around the area, the administrators thought, hey, this would be a great time for us to hire all these teachers that we need.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work real well because after, a few years, that federal money stopped.
Right.
And there they were with, say, like 10 new positions that they were going to have to fund locally. And I know here in Clay County, we spent a lot of money then on setting up probably one of the best internet networks, computer systems anywhere in the state of Tennessee.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very, very blessed and fortunate that, you know, broadband is spread out pretty good across the county. There's still some areas and stuff that needs that, but that's something that we'll certainly be looking at. But that right there, Thomas, what you asked me a moment ago, that directly affects your budget. Now, if you did that, yeah, absolutely, that would directly affect your budget later on down the road, because this good possibility, you know, this won't happen every year. And if it does, that'd be wonderful. But, I mean, you know,
That's pie in the sky, isn't it?
Exactly, and we just want to make sure that we're good stewards of it and make sure that what we do use it for will be beneficial to everyone as a whole. And, you know, thank the good Lord up above that, you know, that we're able to continue to do as we're doing. And, of course, 2020 was an extraordinary year, that unprecedented, that, you know, everybody, you know, had had to be faced with. And but here in Clay County, everyone, and I want to thank everyone, because I looked last night and our active status now is zero. We
right.
have zero. So I mean,
I check that every day.
Yeah, and I just want to thank everyone for the precautions that they've made. And health department out here has worked so hard, and all of our frontline workers, our emergency services and everything, have done an outstanding job. And so, Lord be our helper. We'll continue. He continues to watch over us, and we'll continue to get through this virus and the vaccines and stuff that'll come out and everything. You know, we're thankful for that as well. So
we hope everyone takes a strong look at those vaccines and kind of disregard some of the misinformation and things that may be coming out there. I know it's a big deal when anyone catches a contagious disease and passes away from it. And, you know, you say, you know, we've had 10 people that did this out of, golly, millions of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting sick from any type of vaccination, you're more likely to get hit by lightning and struck and killed than you are to have complications.
And that's why I would encourage everybody, if you got questions about it, to contact your local doctor and talk to them and just ask them, what do you think? Because, I mean, some people may not be, you know, physically able to,
right.
to take it. And it's a personal decision, and like you said, it did happen quick, but from the information that I've been given and everything, that it didn't, this vaccine that's being used for that has been looked at for years and been worked on. It just happened, you know, that the COVID-19 was one of the viruses that hit to where that they started testing it on it and everything. It seemed like it worked okay and everything. But again, that's a personal decision for everyone. And if you have questions about it, I would certainly encourage you to talk to your local doctor or someone you can call the state, or you can call the health department, the local health department here, and they can certainly get you some good information on it and everything.
And I know everyone is warned about pre-existing conditions because
yeah.
of that. And, you know, something you don't take a chance on, but we do know that this vaccine is working. We look at our numbers here in Clay County, and that they are at zero. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with personal safety of
absolutely.
In our county
yes,
here.
Absolutely. And I just, again, I want to commend everyone for, you know, the effort that everybody has put forth and everything here. And our, you know, a lot of other counties across the state have been hit when it comes to revenue pretty hard, and especially around the Nashville area that relied on entertainment venues and stuff, you know, that really hurt them. But here in Clay County, our sales tax and everything have stayed up pretty steady. And we've, you know, since last year or year 19-20 budget year, and compared to that up to this the year that we're going through now, like in April, I think our sales tax increase was like up about 67% from what it was, you know, a year ago. And then you can look back, and I think that has a lot to do with certainly people staying home and ordering off the internet and all that. The internet sales, I feel like, has really increased that. And plus, we've been blessed here with I know Thomas, you know, in the Hermitage Springs area, we got the new dollar store that came in down there a little over a year or so ago, and the Moss, and we're just, we're blessed. And I mean, I thank the good Lord for all that. And, our sales tax have held up pretty strong. So
we've got something that just started here, and I know none of us are real familiar with it yet, but I think we're going to try to make an effort to get more familiar, and that is Getaway Place.
Absolutely, yes.
And it is now called the Dale Holly Getaway. It's located out in the Moss area. And I have talked with some of the merchants here in and around Salina, and they're talking like that, you know, they're getting 15 to 20 new people here in Salina spending money each week now from those.
Yeah, and I haven't had an opportunity, or I've not took an opportunity, I guess what you might say, to go out there and meet folks that they call the office. And I've got to get out that way and meet them. And we did meet them when they first started it, and the concept about it and everything, and when they were looking at, you know, getting started, but I hadn't made it back out there yet. And Lord be my helper, I plan on going out there and meeting those folks and everything. Welcome to Clay County.
Golly, Dale. One more thing, the jail, how is it
processing? It's progressing on. Last week, I met with the sheriff and his staff, and they went over the final review of the plans, and that was one of the final things that had to be done and get his stamp of approval on them. And they should be, I guess, on their way to the state right now to get the state fire marshal and all those folks to look at it and get their stamp of approval. And once that happens, it comes back and they start on the bid documents. So we're heading down the stretch now. It's a long tunnel that we're going through, but you know, we can kind of begin to see a glimmer of light at the end of it.
So it's coming to fruition. It's going to be done here before long.
Hopefully, Lord willing, this time next year, Thomas, we might be up here. Me and you both, if we're still around and everything, maybe we'll be sitting here talking about the construction of it.
Well, you know, it's nice when the folks pay to see what they paid for.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I understand that completely, yes.
With that, I think we've got time to... I've just drawn out a name for the birthday winner today, and the winners are Randall and Debbie Walker.
Well, congratulations.
So someone make sure that they find out about this, because I think they're probably at home. Maybe they're listening this morning.
I can probably see when I go back down to the office, Randall's down there helping with the election, the city elections coming up. I think today's the last day of early voting, so if you're not voting, if you want to vote early, you better get down there today. So.
Go by and tell him to go over by and pick him up one of those, and Debbie one of those delicious ice cream cakes. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the doors here and for another edition of the Clay County Corner here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we really appreciate you all listening to us this morning.
And Thomas, everybody have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day, and thanks to all of our veterans and the folks out there and their families. God bless y'all.
Absolutely. And with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.